The Iowa Hawkeyes women's basketball team is going to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2015. Lisa Bluter's club finished a perfect 16-0 at home after sending Missouri out of the tournament with a 68-52 second-round victory at Carver Hawkeye. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. This is Greg Stewart. The program is sponsored by your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster, Incorporated. You can connect anytime for more information at WWIB.com. Iowa travels to Greensboro for the next round of the Big Dance, and 6'2 senior starting power forward Hannah Stewart from Minot, North Dakota, is on the other end of the phone connection today. So let's review these two home games, these two home victories for your club, Hannah, Mercer, and Mizzou. How about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So Mercer on Friday, they were a great team, and it was definitely a good first game for us. We really got the jitters out. We had 24 turnovers, so we definitely didn't play our best, but you know, that's kind of what tournament time is all about, survive in advance. So Mercer was a really good, scrappy team, but we pulled out a win there in Carver, and having home court advantage was huge, I think, for us. We drew, I think, 12,000 fans that game, so it was just incredible to play in front of that kind of crowd and have them behind us. So I think that they were definitely part of our success on Friday. And then moving on to yesterday versus Mizzou, another great team, another great crowd, and we cut it down to 11 turnovers, so that definitely helped, and a lot of our shooters have been hot from the three, and then having the leading scorer and rebounder in the nation doesn't hurt us either. So yeah, it was two really hard-fought games, and we're just really happy to be moving on to the Sweet 16. Tournament time is just so much fun. March Madness is so real, especially when you're playing, and you just know that, you know, every play counts, every call counts, and especially as a senior, you kind of just want to go out fighting as hard as you can. So
yeah, that home crowd was really into it over these first two games. It's kind of like having a player come off the bench for you.
Oh, absolutely. I've been telling people they're like our sixth man out on the court. And they were, you know, they were a knowledgeable crowd. They got especially loud on defense, which is what we need. Sometimes we need them to quiet down when we're on offense because we can't hear each other. But yesterday, Mizzou definitely couldn't hear each other. It was so loud out there. It was unlike any crowd I've ever played in front of before. It was really incredible. The Hawk fans are crazy, but we love them.
Yeah. Last year you played Creighton, an 11 seed in that first game. You all were a 6 seed, and you lost that first game. Has the pain of that early exit kind of been in the back of your mind this year?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We definitely had a chip on our shoulder from that. You know, Creighton's a great team. They're not a great matchup for us because they're mostly guards, but we definitely thought we should have won that first round game, didn't play our best, and so we knew we wanted to get further this year and that. You know, we're just a different team this year as well, and we knew we had what it takes to get further, and you know, we're not stopping at the Sweet 16 either. We want to keep going.
Yeah, this is your senior season. Give us a taste of what the chemistry is on this team.
Yeah, it is really unlike any other team I've ever been on before. It is just so cool to have 13 girls who, you know, get along and love each other so much, and you know, I think it'd be unrealistic to say we're all the bestest of friends. You know, we're very different people, but we just mesh so well, and it's truly incredible. And I think it starts from the humility of Megan Gustafson. You know, she's always giving praise to her teammates and just taking the spotlight off of her and knowing that, you know, yeah, she's obviously a great player, and she works really hard at it, but we got to pass her the ball, and someone's got to get her the ball. So just having, you know, an All-American that has that kind of humble heart, I think, is kind of the top of the pyramid as to why we have such great team chemistry, because, you know, it just makes the whole team want to play for each other, and it's so unselfish, and you know, off the court, we get along so well, too. And, you know, we have team Bible studies. A lot of times the girls will come over to my apartment and that kind of thing, and we'll just, you know, talk about life and Bible and get away from basketball for a little bit, which is also, I think, something that just brings us closer together, is to have those kind of off-court relationships and bonding in our faith. And it's just really, really cool. And then to be able to transfer that onto the court, you know, I think is something that makes a really good basketball team. So.
Yeah, you mentioned Megan Gustafson. We saw her in our state. Saw her grow up here playing high school ball at South Shore. She is an incredible player. So you said that there were some butterflies for you in that first NCAA game against Mercer at home. You think that's behind you, that you know, that now this is a confident, unshaken team going into the Sweet 16?
I really do. I think, you know, after those first game jitters, we're still hungry and ready to go. We're ready to attack no matter who our opponent is. It'll be a little different not being able to play at home in Carver anymore. But, yeah, we're just excited and we're just having fun. You know, we're taking every opportunity as just another chance to play together and trying to come out with a win so we can play together again. It's just, that's one of our main driving forces right now, too.
All right, 6'2", starting forward, Hannah Stewart, the Iowa Hawkeyes women's basketball team, the number 2 seed, going to the NCAA tournament Sweet 16 this weekend. And we got a whole lot more to talk about, Hannah, so can I invite you back and we'll visit more about Hawkeyes basketball and the tournament, and we want to talk about your Christian faith, too, and how Christ has impacted your life, if that's okay.
Absolutely, sounds good.
All right, we'll do it.